It's shotgun stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Snow to sleet to freezing rain lead to treacherous roads late last night into this morning. We have lots of different delayed openings this morning. We'll bring them to you as an update following this newscast and, of course, Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meeting 5:30 at Town Hall for their regular meeting. In North Canaan, the Board of Finance will hold a meeting at 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. Open mic night is happening at the VFW post 7 until 10 p.m. at the VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York. Taconic Grange number 100 sponsoring a talk and slideshow by Carol Asher, A Chance for Land and Fresh Air, Russian Jewish Immigrants in Ellsworth and Armenia, 1907 to 1940. That talk will take place February 14th at 7:30 at the Taconic Grange Hall, 4 Dunbar Road in the Ellsworth section of Sharon. Refreshments will be served. North Canaan Board of Education has their meeting set for Thursday at 7 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. A Valentine's swing dance will take place February 14th at Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield. Doors open at 7:30 with a dance lesson by Jason Fenton at 8 p.m. followed by live music by the Lucky Five. Tickets available on a sliding fee from $10 until $20. For more information, 413-429-1176. The Village of Chatham begins their 150th celebration as they ring in their 150 years of being around Friday, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Tracy Memorial Building. Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents Hay Fever by Noel Coward, running February 15th and 16th at 7:30 and February 17th, a matinee at 2:30 at the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School. Lynn Martorell Gumbert will hold a session entitled Reflections, Conversations Around Death and Dying at the Douglas Library, Saturday, 11:30 until 1. She is a certified end-of-life doula, hospice volunteer, and funeral celebrant. RSVP at 860-605-0330 or email lynn.martorell@yahoo.com. A winter farmer's market put on by the Berkshire Grown is happening. That'll be on February 16th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. There's live music and more. Information at berkshiregrown.org. Berkshire Botanical Garden is hosting a Meet the Artist reception Saturday, February 16th, 1 p.m. for their current exhibition, Plant Shadows, Inotypes by Joan Dix Blair, on display through March 1st in their Center House Leonard Galleries, 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It's a free event. More information, berkshirebotanical.org on the web. Friends of the D.M. Hunt Library holding their annual fundraiser, A Midwinter Night in the Village, on February 16th, 6 until 8 p.m. at the library. Enjoy an evening of tasty breads, hors d'oeuvres, chocolates, plus music and poetry focused on love and laughter. Wine, beer, and non-alcoholic refreshments are included in the ticket price. Tickets can be purchased by stopping at the library, visiting huntlibrary.org, or calling 860-824-7424. The American Legion Auxiliary's annual Chili Cook-Off and Daytona 500 party will take place on Sunday, beginning at 1 p.m. at the Legion Hall on Route 44. Admission is $10 per person, $5 per child or children 12 and under. Attendees can sample chili entries, vote for their favorite, and watch the Daytona 500 race. Soft drinks are included, a cash bar, cash prizes, raffles, and dessert auction are included in the event. More information or questions at 518-325-9889 or 518-965-6540. And in Stanfordville, the Stanford Grange will host a chicken marsala dinner on Sunday at the Stanford Grange, Route 82. It'll start at 2 p.m., one-only buffet-style serving. The menu includes chicken marsala, lemon, basil rice, Brussels sprouts, cranberry walnut salad, cream cheese pound cake for dessert, and assorted beverages. A door prize, drawing, and bake sale raffle will also be held. More information at 845-723-4772. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 372.65 yesterday to 25,425.76. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7414.62, and the S&P 500 at 2744.73. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.